What it is, what it ain't. It's your boy Frank the Goat. I'm in here with my man Reeks.
What it is.
And this is the podcast. First off, I just want to say, how the fuck you feeling, cuz?
Man.
Hold. Before we go there, what you smoking? Because you just spot that some shit. What you smoking?
Oh, this is some Platinum OG. Some Platinum OG, man. Some good shit.
I got some SVG. What's it stand for again?
San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley OG. That's what I'm smoking. San Fernando Valley OG. That's somewhere in California, ain't it? Yeah, San Fernando? Yeah, that's somewhere in Cali. They say it's the best place to grow weed. It smelled like it could be good. Probably like I may have got a bad batch. But I don't know. I mean, I'm going to smoke it, though. I ain't smoking, so I'm
judging. You just automatically say you got a bad batch.
Man. I don't know. You know when you smell weed, it don't smell like that couch lock.
Man.
Sometimes it smell like that. Oh, I'm about to be running around the fucking house for like 4 hours.
That's what you got to understand. That's when you go back to the last episode, sativas and indicas.
But it's a
hybrid.
It's a indica dominant, though.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing about indica. That's the thing about hybrids is sometimes the grow is not the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you might have an indica dominant batch of that. Or sometimes it fuck around be a sativa dominant.
Sativa is better.
Depends on what you're looking for. We like the indica shit. We fuck with the indica.
Right. So this, you know, it's indica dominant. But even still,
but
I ain't smoking
yet.
Both.
It's good to have both.
I ain't smoking yet, so we about to see. I saved this shit for the show. But the first thing I wanted to start off with was, how the fuck you doing, cuz?
Man, like I said, man, I was going to say before, man, nigga doing as good as he can do under the circumstances, you know what I mean? Healthy, you know, that's number one. Not sick. trying to stay motivated, man, trying to stay active, not trying to just sleep all damn day, because, you know.
So what type of shit you doing to stay active?
Well, thankfully, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I'm not completely out of work. Like, my main job, I'm fucking, you know, working in school, so, school's closed, they can't do that. But, my second job, I work with kids, you know, and on the mentor tip, so I've fortunately been able to, kind of go into the whole, like, distant learning and they call it telehealth, where you interact with them online, and, you know, we already played a video game, so I'm able to utilize that more, you know, face-to-face shit, FaceTime, Google Classroom, the Zoom shit, you know, just finding different ways to interact with the kids. But just mainly, man, just trying to fucking build better relationships with the family, you know what I'm saying? Like, take the time and take advantage of the time, you know, not get bored and not get frustrated because you around people that you supposed to love, you know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
You can take that time to do some shit that you may have thought that you never had time to do before, and, you know, that's what people should be taking out of this, you know, aside from that you stuck in the house, you know, you stuck in the house with your motherfucking family, you know what I'm saying? Your immediate family, and then, like, you sitting there with cousins that you don't fuck with from the family reunion, and you in there with your kids and your
motherfuckers you supposed to be with every day.
Right. So, you know, it's humbling niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is definitely a humbling experience.
That's the one word I wanted to use for my experience and what I've been doing. I've been humbling myself. Like, I've been lacking. Well, not say lacking. Take that back. I've been falling back on things that I would do if it wasn't a quarantine. That I would do on a regular. I've been doing less of that. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, And what I've been doing more of is, like, being active with my kids with homework. And, you know, they got the homeschool shit going on. So
yep,
I'm trying to be active with the helping them with the online shit and reading books and trying not to let them play the game too much. And then
it can happen. Yo, real easy, yo.
Yeah,
real
and then easy. One thing, I'm going to tell you the one thing that I've been working on before the quarantine that I've mastered since the quarantine. It's cutting my own hair, cuz. Real shit. Like, because, like, I be seeing niggas online, like, they post pictures of niggas coming to the end, your brother, my man Dust, I see he doing the mobile pull-ups and shit, and I want to do that shit so bad, but it's just hard for me because I got so many kids in my house.
Yeah, you
got
to be careful, man.
And like the way...
Shout out to Dust, man.
Yeah, shout out to Big Dust,
White Lock Dustin. What your shit is? White Lock _ Dustin on Instagram?
Something like that. Dust Sharp Ass Cuts or some shit.
Yeah, mobile barber, though, man. You know, definitely
if you're in the bottom
sticking to the mandates as far as... You know, having your face covered and sanitizing and all that. So, you know, if you need a cut, shout out little bro, White Lock _ Dustin.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. And it's like, yeah, like, at first I was thinking like, shit, nigga, I'm going to go ahead and pay. Nigga come through and cut my shit. But then I was like, you know, it's not about me and what I need. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take this time to thug it out.
Yeah,
you know what
for
saying?
Real. Like,
learn more shit. Like, I learned that before the quarantine, I felt comfortable cutting my hair when I wasn't able to get my hair cut. But now I feel like, shit, nigga, do I really need to go spend money to get my haircut?
Real shit. I done seen millionaires, nigga. I know you done seen pictures of DJ Khaled and Diddy.
Hell yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? All these niggas then you know, let that shit woof out because they ain't got no choice. But really, you think like that, they kind of got a choice. But then they don't because they don't want random ass people around them and, you know, possibly contaminated and getting them sick and shit. So,
and niggas got kids. It's not about us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could thug it. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, we smoking. We could pass each other our blunt, but we choose not to. We choose to dome our blunt because we got to go home to our families after this.
Absolutely.
This, in my mind, it's an essential job for me because the people that has those type of jobs, the doctors, the nurses, the gas station workers, the market workers, the Family Dollar, the Dollar Tree workers, the cashiers.
The bus drivers.
The people that has those jobs, they need something to keep them motivated through these times, and that's what I feel like we doing here. You know what I'm saying? While they working, we could give them something to keep them going.
Right.
You know, and this real nigga shit, like, we ain't sugarcoating nothing. This ain't no TV broadcast. Like, we just keeping it real. So, yeah man. I don't know, man. Like, far as this corona shit, like, my thing is, we have no choice as the times that we're living in and us being human beings and how human beings adapt to shit. We have no choice but to be a part of social media and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're doing shit like we doing, creating businesses and trying to create an outlet through social media
right, to
create revenue and bank for our family. You feel what I'm saying? Like, generations and generations. So, like, for people like that, yo, I just feel like it's hard for us more because when you watch social media and you watch the news, everything is scary.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying.
You know, at the end of the day, that's what that shit is designed to do, yo. I was reading something earlier and it was talking about, you know, possible shortages on certain things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, and I'm reading, I'm like, you know, it's good to be informed, but at the same time, the panic that you're saying that y'all don't want to create, you end up creating by these broadcasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, people fucking seeing that, oh, man, let's just say, for instance, they say, yo, it's great to be a shortage of milk. Motherfuckers going to go out there and buy all the milk. And then you got people that do, you know, that regular marketing and shit, and they try and go and get a regular 1 gallon of milk.
Not only that, you got people that got toddlers and
babies.
They get WIC, and they have to get WIC for their toddler. That's the milk that their toddler have to have during this period of time in their life.
Can't be panic buying shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, definitely if you're going to try to stack some shit, the best thing to do, I guess, would probably be maybe try to go to a couple different markets if you can. You know, if you can't, then you got to do what you got
to
do.
Go to wholesale places to buy. Like, I've been going to Sam's Club, and honestly, I ain't had no issues with Sam's Club as far as shit that I need. I haven't went there to buy, like, toilet paper and shit like that. But as far as food, I've been going to places where the average person, and it's probably harsh to say, but the average motherfucker that I be around ain't really thinking about going to Sam's Club and shit like that. You feel me?
A lot of motherfuckers ain't got Sam's Club, for real.
But look, another thing I wanted to talk about before we go to the next subject is the storms that been going over around the world. Did you ever pay attention to that shit? Like how...
Weather?
Like in the last week... The week before last, we've been going through a lot of corona shit, people getting comfortable with being in a house and shit like that. And then all these storms start happening. At first, I wasn't paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing it on my social media in Atlanta, and then I seen one in Florida, and it's like mega storms and lightning and all that. And then we get that big ass hurricane warning. What was that, yesterday? Hurricane warning. And the shit kept coming to my phone.
That was the day before yesterday.
No, this was yesterday. The hurricane warning was yesterday.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yesterday was a hurricane warning. And the shit kept coming to my phone, bro. And I'm like, and then I turned the news on. And instantly wasn't scared, but felt a part of fear. You feel me? I wasn't scared, but I felt a part of fear. Like, and that's what I was saying, man. You got to find a source of information for yourself and not let the news or Facebook or Instagram or any social media site.
And not just one source of information. You feel me? Like, check, like fact check. Like, go to different several different places and just see, like, all right, you know, boom, this is a credited website, or this is a credited, boom, and read. Don't just look at memes and take memes and run with it, or, you know, see a post by somebody and that shit sound educated, so you want to share it and you want to live off that. Like, some of this shit might be true, but at the same time, man, you want to be absolutely sure that you're not spreading more fear and, you know, propaganda, pretty much.
Yo, one thing I want to talk about, and I watch a lot of podcasts, and I haven't heard nobody talk about this shit yet. Not just on podcasts, but as far as news sites and anything, like graduations. Like, my daughter's in the fifth grade.
My son in the eighth.
And both of us have kids that's looking forward to graduating to the next level, and not just passing to the next grade, but experiencing that walk ceremony, across the stage, the ceremony, the celebrations and shit that come with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing, my question to you was, how do we, because my daughter asked me, Daddy, what am I going to do for my graduation if we can't go nowhere?
Real shit.
Or if we can't have company and have a party?
Mm-hmm.
And then my daughter asked me, mind you, my daughter, honor roll student. She also asked me, am I even going to the next grade?
That's a legit-ass question.
You feel me?
You know what I mean? That's a legit-ass question, yo. I mean, unfortunately, you know, these are, they like to keep saying unprecedented times, you know what I'm saying? Like this, so, you know, we gotta roll with the punches. But one thing that our kids gotta understand, and I'm sure that, you know, they will if they don't understand it already, is it's more to that than just that whole, you know what I'm saying, song and dance, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you that's, it's symbolic, you know, it's special, it make you feel special, but it's our job, I guess, as parents to kind of try to take some of that maybe out of it so that they don't get as upset about it if you know, we pretty much know inevitably, like, that shit ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, they got schools opening up on 24th or whatever.
Or what?
I mean, no, not, the 24th is the last, so the Monday, the 24th is a Friday, so that Monday following, school's supposed to open back up. When? They haven't extended it in April. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so they haven't extended it or nothing like that. So, you know, fingers crossed. But come on now. Like, you saying this shit, like, these numbers going up every day. So, the likelihood of that happening is very low. But
I pretty much told my kids they out of school for the rest of the year.
That's, I mean, that, you know, that's the pretty much probably going to be the truth for real. So, but as far as, like, the graduation, like, we got to utilize, just like I'm talking about with my job, with, like, FaceTime and shit like that. You know, you can have the whole old Google experience, the Zoom joint, or the group FaceTime, and, you know what I'm saying?
My kids' teacher do that with them.
Yeah, they got to. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they had a little shit, like, they, or the county, at least. I don't know. They doing the city dirty, my nigga. Like,
but my son live in Elk Ridge, and I talk to him every day, and he still haven't received no information about schoolwork or none of that.
Well, that might be, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. But I know as far as, like,
and that's considered Baltimore County Schools. Well, county schools. Elk Ridge County School. I don't know how they calculate that shit.
It's the county. But, like, they didn't gave, like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the kids in the county and in the city, too, have gotten, like, laptops and shit like that. But everybody don't have access to the internet.
My kids ain't got no laptop. My, you know, kids what I'm saying? Using my wife. It. My kids using my wife's job. Work laptop to do their own.
Thankfully, they, like, Good Samaritans and shit like that have been, like, donating devices. Because all you need is a device to hook up to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, Comcast got that little I think it's like $10 for the internet. In some places, I think it's a place called Spectrum. If you it's called Spectrum. Yeah. They I believe they offer free internet services for people in school.
But also school if you have a cable subscriber that provides your internet, supposedly even if you're behind on your bill or whatever, they're not supposed to cancel your internet during this time.
Right, but I'm saying, like, what if the person didn't even have internet to begin with?
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so true. That's, like, so shit.
I think that the kids should have internet free regardless because the world is based around the fucking computers.
About, you know, we can talk about what we supposed to forever, nigga, because real for real shit. We shouldn't even worry about this shit, man. They supposed to be $1,200 for a stem now, nigga. We supposed to be paying y'all. We going to make sure y'all good because we shutting this shit down.
Or at least give us $12 a month.
Something. Some type of monthly, stipend. Allowance so a motherfucker can.
Because we've been busting our ass out here. Just being alive. You feel me? But we ain't going to go too deep into that. I want to get into the next segment. The one thing I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you've been paying attention to, but the IG battles.
Man, IG been something else the past few weeks, man.
IG been like the fucking strip club slash.
IG been something else, man. Like concert. Regular motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, regular niggas. Like, yo, hold up, bro. I can't even open up IG around people now because goddamn Tory Lanez on this bitch with
ass.
Whole lanes.
Boosie say put that pussy on live. Oh, man.
Man, listen, man. Boosie, that nigga, man. We.
But look, though. All right, so I ain't going to jump into that. Let's talk about this motherfucking IG shit, because we're going to get back into Boosie, you feel me? Talk about this IG battles and shit, so.
Yeah, so you talking about, like, the DJs and, like, the shit like that?
Not the DJs. The niggas, the hit song battles.
Mm.
So the my three favorite ones that I picked was T-Pain versus Lil Jon.
Mm.
Manny Fresh versus Scott Storch.
That shit was fixed, man.
And RZA versus DJ Premier. All
right, so I didn't see the RZA versus DJ Premier. I read a lot. I didn't see that one.
So,
but the Manny Fresh and Scott Storch one.
You think that, like, was fixed?
Well, only because, like, a lot of them beats, like, Scott Storch didn't even, like, Let Me Blow Your Mind. Didn't he do that?
He did the
Dr. Dre did. That's Dre beat, but I know he had Scott something to do with it.
The pianos in there.
So what the fuck?
So listen. So this is what happened. All right.
Manny Fresh did the whole beat.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Scott
when Storch, when it comes from our perspective, Manny Fresh is the GOAT. Like the songs that Manny Fresh was playing when he played Loud Pipes, Big Rims, nigga, that's my life. When I pull up in this club, sorry, that's my night. I know a lot of Manny Fresh in his mind when he threw his hands up. He was like, nigga, because he knew what that did for the streets.
Hell yeah.
Niggas like us, you feel me? So Scott Storch is not, I ain't going to say he's not connected with the streets because I don't know this man, you feel me? But what I'm saying is Scott Storch is on a different level. I don't even think that was a solidified. That should have been I think that was a mistake to put Manny Fresh against Scott Storch.
Well, if you're going to see, Scott Storch got beats where he did them alone, I'm sure. Those were the beats those beats should have been the ones that was able to be used.
But when you're on IG.
Featuring Dr. Dre.
But when you're on IG Live and you saying hit song versus hit song, niggas not thinking like that. Exactly. Niggas like, I got Jay verse in the clutch. I'm going to throw the Jay verse on there.
That's why I said that shit
was
fixed.
But listen, though. The RZA and DJ Premier shit.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to that, Lil Jon, because T-Pain and Lil Jon, that shit was dope to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, them niggas got hits.
That shit was dope. Lil Jon was coming
up. Let me ask you this: was this all songs that they produced, or this was just both songs that they may not necessarily produce, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
For Lil Jon, it was songs that he produced and he was on.
Okay.
And for T-Pain, it was songs that he produced and songs that he was on.
All right.
That he produced. He didn't put a song. T-Pain
didn't put no features if he didn't produce it.
Yeah, if he wasn't on it, if he had nothing to do with the beat, T-Pain ain't put nothing. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, for a nigga like Lil Jon was coming out the clutch, nigga, with shit that you be like, nigga, I remember that shit, nigga. When he hit him with the what it is, ho? Nigga, I was like, yo. But this is the thing, though. You got the whole IG watching this motherfucker. It's niggas that don't. It's half of the IG don't even know what the fuck you just played.
That's true.
So that's why I'm like, these battles is good for, it's not good for a win or lose title. It's just good for hip-hop.
Music, yeah.
You feel me? It's just good for hip-hop because there's no way you could pick a win or lose when you got niggas that just found out who Lil Jon was through this battle.
Right. Real shit.
Judging it. You feel me? Like, nah, you can't do that.
Real shit.
But the best one that I've seen so far was RZA and DJ Premier. Oh, my God, yo. It was like every time RZA dropped one, DJ Premier dropped one. Then RZA came back with one. You was like, yeah, he won that one. Then DJ Premier come back with another one. It's like, that shit was so intense,
bro. It was
intense,
a lot of RZA shit made out of. I mean, made up of, like,
it was woo shit.
A lot of woo shit? All woo shit?
It wasn't all woo shit. It was 90%, 80% woo shit. But it was woo shit that we forgot that was. See the thing with RZA, when you do a RZA and DJ Premier battle on IG, the OG rap fans is gonna tune in.
Right.
So the old DJ Premier got bangers. And he kept clutching them. But RZA was bringing niggas back to times that they forgot about. You feel what I'm saying? So niggas kept saying, nah, fuck that, RZA up. RZA up by 3. RZA up by 2. And I'm like, nah, yo, it's a tie, yo. In my mind, it was a tie all the way through. Because every banger came with another banger.
So the end result was a tie in your eyes?
In my eyes.
Okay.
In my eyes, the end result was a tie. It was the best one out of all the battles that I seen.
Yo, I got ADHD.
You can't sit there and watch that shit too long.
I be trying, yo. I got tried to get in. I told you, I looked at the Manny Fresh and Scott Storch one for the most part. I didn't see all of it, but, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I had to put that shit on Bluetooth or something and put a speaker on that motherfucker. And that shit, and work that shit like that. That might keep me engaged longer than, you know what I'm saying, the 10, 15 minutes me looking at that shit. I'm like, all right. What's next? But I definitely enjoyed the ones that I saw. But I'm just enjoying the fact that, you know what I'm saying, the DJs is definitely... Yo, you know what, yo? Real quick. Then if anybody follow Ed Reed on IG, yo. Yeah, I'm about to roll up another one.
I didn't even smoke.
Ed Reed, yo, on IG, yo. My man has been consistently going live every day, every night, on his old head shit, playing all the old shit, yo, playing, you feel me, call it Cigar Lounge.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He
I gotta
in
check
there.
It out.
Yeah, you gotta check out every night, yo. And you know who else, unexpectedly, the kid from The Wire, the little nigga that played Naaman.
With the bush?
With the ponytail.
Oh, yeah. Fat, yeah. He's fat chunky, yo, now.
Yeah, I don't know how I follow this nigga on Instagram. Oh, you know how, like, what the fuck? I don't know how I follow this man. But I follow him, and he goes live every night on some shit, yo. And he be playing, like, old 90s R&B shit. You feel me? Deborah Cox. And
he did his homework for The Wire.
He definitely
in tune.
He on some, I don't know where he
Yeah,
from.
He in tune. He from New York, I believe.
He from New York?
I believe he from New York.
He wasn't always a Baltimore nigga, though.
He definitely wasn't a Baltimore nigga. He was cool on The Wire, though. I mean, his character. Sometimes, you gotta have a bitch-ass nigga. He just was comfortable playing a bitch-ass nigga.
Man, name it, man.
He wasn't more of a bitch-ass nigga than Randy.
Oh, man. It'll hit it. Man, Randy was chills, bro. You can't go in on Randy. Yo, Randy had some shit happening, yo. You feel
Randy
me?
Randy said, I can tell you about a murder.
Yeah, Randy was geeking, bro.
I can tell you about a murder.
Randy was geeking.
What they say on life, around here, we take murder real serious. I don't know what they do up in New York City,
snitching,
but around
Randy.
Here, we take murder real serious.
Snitching Randy.
That
snitching
nigga said, Randy. I can tell you about murder. That nigga said, what? What you got?
Randy was dead ass wrong for that shit. But Naaman was the most unbelievable character because, like, damn, yo, how the fuck this nigga is Weebay's son? Damn, Weebay was whack and shit, bro. Like, yeah, he ain't a fuck. And Naaman was your son. Yo,
but that lets you know,
bro.
Nigga.
Yeah, that's some bad.
We ain't never seen Weebay without a gun. We seen Naaman without a gun.
Wire,
yeah, we do see Naaman without a gun. We never seen Weebay without a gun. Weebay probably was a bitch, and the gun probably was his defense.
He being analytical and shit.
That's when the new wire come out. Let me write that shit.
Thank you.
Weebay was a bitch. It's like, nah. Shout out to Weebay.
Shout out to motherfucking Weebay.
What's his real name? You know his real name?
I don't know.
He playing everything too, don't he? And niggas don't know his real name.
He played a lot of like BT movies. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He played Philly movies, New York movies.
Yeah, some gutter movies.
Yeah, he be always on his gang shit. You're gonna be a gang. He's gonna be like a Morgan Freeman ass nigga that don't get old till they get old.
What? Listen, Morgan Freeman was born old when he was born old.
Him and John Witherspoon.
Pops?
I ain't
never seen Pops John either, but motherfucker Morgan Freeman, that nigga was born old, son.
I seen Morgan Freeman younger than he look now. Pops died how he looked on Friday. Nah, Pops. He just gained a little weight.
Pops stuck going downhill, man. He could start telling Pops to get old, man. But Pops was old when he was on Friday, though. You feel me?
He was old. But he killed that shit.
That's a classic.
R.P. Pops, man.
Definitely.
But look, though. Back to this Boosie shit, though, yo. My nigga Boosie say, put your pussy lips on live, I give a thigh now.
Boosie gonna get IG shut down.
But listen, though. I watched the motherfucking Boosie on Breakfast Club Live shit that he did the other day. This nigga Boosie said, nigga, that was cap. He said, that was cap. I ain't paying no bitch no $1,000. He said, if they put it on there, they put it on there. He said, that was cap, though. That was all cap. He said, that was all cap. So I just want to throw that down for Boosie because that's my nigga. I just want to let niggas know that Boosie was cap, but he wasn't giving bitches $1,000 to put on live.
Boosie a fool with it.
Because if he did it, a bitch would have went on live and said that. For Boosie, a bitch would have been on live and said, Boosie just gave me $1,000 to put my pussy on live. Some bitch would have did it. You dig what I'm saying?
Because they doing it for free.
Yeah, come on now. He ain't getting no bitch no $1,000.
They is doing it for free.
But yeah, but especially this nigga. Right now. So look though, this nigga Boosie, DJ Envy and shit, like. So Boosie, what you doing to, stay away from the coronavirus, right? This nigga said, going to Walmart every night. Man, fuck the coronavirus. He said, man, listen. I done been in jail facing life, death row. He said, fuck I look like saying I'm worried about coronavirus. He said, you know who motherfuckers worried about coronavirus? The motherfuckers that scared. He said, nigga, God should have been took my dumb ass. Mm. He said, nigga, I don't know why my black ass still here.
Boosie got a lot of shit wrong with him.
He said, I don't know why my black ass still here. You think I'm going to say a word about the coronavirus if God take me? He said, when God take you, it's your time to go. So if you was born to die through the coronavirus, nigga, you better live until you die. He said, nigga, I'm having parties, titties out. I'm going to Walmart every day. Nigga say, why you go to Walmart that day? He say, Walmart lit right now. Where the fuck else they gonna go? And look, I'm tripping, cuz.
Yo, he real. That's some real shit, yo.
Yo, that nigga ain't gonna talk my shit, nigga.
He not gonna cut no cuz, bro.
He ain't talking my shit, is he?
I don't know. Go check your shit, cuz.
Put up a little bit. Probably you don't lie. Give him $1,000. Nigga told my fucking car I get $1,000. Man, I told my car. I'm not even the motherfucking nobody parks by. Oh, it's a car, man. Those shit sound like a dirt bike.
Nigga, this live and direct, nigga.
Yeah,
this
nigga started like a dirt bike.
Live and direct, nigga.
Oh, no, my shit up by the dumpster.
Boy,
yeah, I'm good.
Remember, this live and direct, niggas, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's AAA anyways.
Check and make sure my man shit ain't getting told.
Yeah, I don't want my shit getting told out here in these trenches. But yeah, yo, my nigga Boosie say it's cap. So I guess the pussy lips on live is dead. Cause I ain't putting it out there. He put it out there. He said that shit was cap, man. He wasn't giving no bitches no $1,000 for their pussy lips up on there. So if you put your pussy lips up on there, you waiting for a cash app. Bitch, you're dead. You're dead, according to Boosie. It's cap, bitch. Your pussy lips is exposed. Yeah, Luforia. What's it called? What they call it, lips?
Oh my god.
Whatever it was, I heard it on T.I. podcast. Shout out to T.I. He named that shit. I forgot what he said it was. But But you ain't getting paid labia, for that shit.
Labia.
Your labia. Menorah. What I call it?
Labia menorah.
What I called it?
I don't know what you just said.
You
just made some shit up. What you said?
The labia ain't getting no check,
you
just bitch.
Destroyed the damn female anatomy system, real quick. You terrible with it, man. All right, man. We gotta get all Boosie. Boosie gonna get niggas shut down, man.
So yo, can you give me three good movies you watch during the quarantine, or three good movies you can get the people movies? To watch? Bruh. Let me taste that shit you drink, yo.
Bruh, this shit good. All right, so like movies. I know everybody fucking with the Tiger King. You feel me? Like that's like.
Time out.
We're
going to
start off with fuck Carole Baskin.
Did that bitch kill her husband?
Wait, let me see.
And is that video real with the nigga in the background saying, help, police, help?
Hold up. Let me say what I'm saying.
Because I don't remember that part. I might have fell asleep.
I'm serious with this. Fuck Carole Baskin. Carole Baskin killed her husband. You feel me? Niggas already know. Everybody that's listening, y'all already know she put the sardine oil on, homie. You feel me?
And the Tigers ate him.
And they ain't even asking no more questions. You feel me? Got my man Joe locked up. Now listen, Joe was on some shit. Joe was on some shit. He had two husbands.
Stop, cuz. You about to make me pee on myself, cuz.
Hold up, yo. Everybody that seen the Tiger King know I'm not lying. Hold up, yo. Oh, shit. If you didn't see it, man, spoilers ahead. That's one. I'm sorry. The motherfucker Joe had two husbands. You feel me? The shit got raw though, bruh. You feel me? You said you watched all of it, cuz?
Yeah, I fell asleep on a couple episodes, but yeah, I watched all of it.
Nah, man, you can't fall asleep, man, cause this shit on every part of that dumb ass shit.
I seen all the important parts, cuz.
You seen what happened to one of his husbands?
With the three teeth?
Nah, not Joe. The other one, the young one.
Oh yeah, I seen that.
That's crazy. You feel me? Like my thing is, this, my biggest thing when I was watching it was not really like, you know, I wasn't as I guess, shocked what was going on as a lot of people were. Like, I was more shocked that this man was at the right place at the right time. You feel me? To be able to catch all of this while it was going on. Because all of that stuff was, a lot of that was happening as he was recording it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, the crazy thing about it is, like, that's the shit that was fucking with me the most. Like, damn, yo, like, man, what type of gold did he strike? You know what I mean? He just come across this crazy shit going on. He caught that wetting. Like, he had that wetting on camera. Like, that's crazy. But, man, Tiger King crazy. So, I watched the Tiger King. I just watched, yo, I've been watching old shit, man. I fucking watched Avengers, Endgame. That long ass movie.
So if you had to pick three good movies to watch for the people that's out there
new
with
movies?
Nothing to do. No, it ain't got to be new. Just three movies. When you ain't got nothing to do and you say somebody, you know, there's people out here that miss the movie because they too busy. But everybody ain't got nothing to do. So it's something you should go back and watch.
I got a new approach on a movie that I like really like, Shadows. I like Shadows a lot, yo. That's my shit, all right? But this was crazy.
I wish I had a crowd. We make some noise for
this
that one,
crazy,
nigga.
Yo.
Shit.
If you ain't watching Shadows with subtitles, nigga, you know what the fuck that is? Look, you don't tech patois. Whatever.
I don't know. Because I had a DVD of Shadows when I first got it.
Was it subtitles on it?
It was subtitles came with it.
See, you was good.
Yeah, I was good.
If
so
I,
had
no
I
subtitles
I've never
on shit.
Seen, I've never even known it was available without
Man,
subtitles.
Man, I was watching it without subtitles. I was like, bruh, I'm glad I know what's going on.
I was ready to say, but if you watched it before with the shit,
yeah, I know what's going on.
Then you good.
But them niggas, man, like, but you know, so
it's like it's like 20 minutes, nothing. You don't know what's going on. Then 20 minutes, you know what's going on. Because they start talking in English. Because
Biggs, I'm saying, Biggs starts slipping into it. He got like a little New York accent.
Yeah.
He got that shit. But, so I mean, if you ain't seen Avengers Endgame, my nigga, definitely, like, that's one that you need to fuck with. Netflix got a lot of, like, series on there, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to fuck with.
One of mine is a series.
What you fuck with?
You want me to throw mine out there?
I got three.
I got three. So what you got?
Man, I just watch shit. You know, I watch a lot of horror movies.
So I'm going to put you on some shit.
You might can.
All right. So my number one favorite shit, and actually two of my series. One of them is a movie. The number one, and two of them is on Netflix, and one of them is on, I don't know, whatever shit is on, but I know that if you got Xfinity
or Comcast. Man, Fire Stick for the win.
Yeah, Fire Stick.
Fire Stick for the win.
Fire Stick for the win. So, my first one.
Trolls World Tour. My kids love that shit.
My first one is Containment.
Man, I don't want to watch nothing that's like got shit to do with what's going on right now, man.
But what I'm saying is I felt the same way before I watched it, right? Mm-hmm. But I learned so much from watching it.
But did you?
I did. Not from, I learned, see, I don't want to get a movie away, but I learned how to prepare.
Okay.
That's what I learned. All
right. I
learned, even though in my mind I think I know how to prepare, I learned different strategies of how to go about different ways of how to prepare.
Shit, nigga, you should watch Doomsday Preppers then.
I watched that.
I'm about to say, that's on Netflix.
I watched that.
Yeah, you can watch that shit.
So
that
my
shit.
Second one is...
It makes it a little extreme, though.
For people that like long series and want to watch some shit for a few days, and you want like two or three series with like 13 episodes in each one, I recommend Zoo.
Mm. Okay.
Zoo was dope because it gave you perspectives from all different cultures from around the world. And it was all for the same cause.
You said this is Zoo.
Yeah, this Zoo. They was all for the same cause. And being as though they was all for the same cause, you watched how all of them never knew, like two, it was like groups. Like two niggas came in together, then one girl came in together. Mm-hmm. Then the girl and a person she was beefing with that she captured came in together because they had to capture him to check his blood. You know what I'm saying? So it was like different groups. And then they created a formula together with the people that was trying to figure the shit out. And the government was trying to shut the world down.
So basically, what's that shit about?
So it's basically about...
Without giving like it's giving basically anything
about
some, away.
It's basically about something, not saying a virus, but something coming into the United States. Something like the coronavirus coming into the United States.
Okay.
One of the main characters' father, who the whole movie is about, he never knew anything about his father like that. But the whole movie is about him learning about his father. His father was a guy who was finding out shit that we are learning now.
So why is it called Zoo? Because it's about his father.
Because of the animals.
So what's up with the animals?
That's what I'm about to tell you. All
right.
So first, you gotta understand his father. His father was a person that felt as though that the world was going to come into the world, and it was going to change. And the first force that it was going to go through was the animals. So the only way to stop this was to either kill all the animals off, save a few that wasn't killed, and try to reproduce them. But with that being said, you kill off a lot of humanity also.
All right, so the basis of the show is
how can we find a cure for the animals before they kill off the animals?
And so the animal, what was happening with the animals? Were they like
the animals
turning into zombies? The animals, it was like
no,
extra
the animals,
aggressive?
The animals was becoming extra aggressive, meaning this though.
I bet. So all right, so I got you. So the animals is becoming extra aggressive. Like, people don't know why. They just, like, attacking people and shit. So they're
and
trying to figure out why they doing that.
And trying to figure out why they showing up in places where they normally don't show up. Like, for instance, it was an episode where a lady was in her condo, right? And she had a patio open. She always keep her patio open. So she had a condo making her tea and shit. At the end of the night, she got a robe on. She got the shower. She vibing. Making her shit before she go lay in the bed. Mm. And she hear a noise and she turn around and look at her patio and see like
grizzly bear.
Wind going by. No, she don't see the grizzly bear. She just see wind going by, like the curtain on the patio just blowing. But the door opened and she knows she opened it, so she just went and closed it. So she had to go to the bathroom. She go to the bathroom. She's sitting on the toilet. The grizzly bear just comes straight through the window.
Oh,
through
the door. Grizzly bear.
Boom!
Yo, listen. That was 100% a guess. I ain't know nothing about what the fuck you was talking about.
Nah, the grizzly bear came straight through that, but the grizzly bear didn't kill her. She was able to save herself.
You giving away spoilers.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't tell nobody about the grizzly bear.
Oh, all right.
I don't tell them about that.
But that's just one episode, nigga. You got 13 times 3 episodes.
Okay, so it's all right. That sounds good. I might have to check that out.
And it's a black man It's a white man.
Man, check that out.
Man, this shit good. I can't even go too far. And what I learned about movies is, I know good movies. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Me and you, we grew up on that. You feel me?
Already.
We know good movies. The thing about good movies is getting a person who don't know good movies to be in tune to a good movie.
The secret of the key or the telltale sign of a good movie is when a person that you, like a person that got the personality that you just mentioned, is into it right away.
That's what I said. And that's what I was getting to. That's what I was getting to. My wife would never watch, you know me, I watch Animal Planet, Attack Animals, all that shit. You know I watch that shit on a regular, cuz like I smoked that shit and I sit there and watched how animals hunt and how they look for their food,
nature,
and their prey.
Nature is one of the best things to watch. If you smoke, man, watch some nature shit, bro. That's like
that the best, yo.
One of the best viewing experiences you gonna ever see. You feel me? Like watching that shit, man. What?
But to switch it up a little
Planet
bit, though.
Planet Earth. You got Netflix? Watch Planet Earth.
Oh yeah, I watched that.
Or watch that. It's a new one on there. Earth at Night or something like that.
I seen it. I did not watch it though.
Listen,
I'm watching
I would put that on my three shows that you need to watch, yo.
That's how I feel about Zoo.
Earth at Night.
That's how I feel about Zoo, yo.
Forget about it, my nigga. Like that shit is, yo. It's like, so basically the Earth at Night shit is basically you know how they do the regular nature shit, you know, they watching certain animals and all of that. But it's at night. They got like high tech specialized cameras. Some of it is night vision, but some of it they using cameras that make their nighttime look like daytime, and that shit is crazy. So you feel me? You watching it and it look like it's daytime, but it's really pitch black night, and animals is, you know, nocturnal animals doing stuff. Yo, you gotta fuck with it, yo. It's crazy as shit. But
Third movie. So my first movie was Containment. Check that out. That's on Netflix. My second movie, those two are series. So Containment and Zoo, both series. Check them out on Netflix. I guarantee you're going to fuck with it. My third one is a comedy, and it's a movie. And I found this on demand, and I'm pretty sure it's on the Fire Stick. It's Fire Stick special. It's called Instant Family. And I think Mark Wahlberg is his name. I think he in there. That's the nigga from...
Mark Wahlberg.
Is that the nigga from Ted?
Yeah. Mark.
Yeah, yeah. Mark.
It's Marky Mark.
Yeah, yo.
Used to rap back then.
Yo, this shit... My wife put that shit on the other night, yo, and I'm sitting there like, instantly family. Like, all right, we about to watch this goofy shit, man. When I say I was in that motherfucker, I rolled up three times. That's how funny it was. I rolled up three times to this movie, yo.
Instant Family.
It's something you probably not watch with your kids. You might want to proof it first with you and your wife, but then watch it with your kids if you're comfortable with that type of shit. You feel me? Okay. If you're not, then... But don't just watch it with your kids because it's called Instant Family. You feel me?
Right.
That's but yeah, that shit cool. It's basically about... They entrepreneurs buying property and flipping it, building up themselves and real estate, a husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they want kids, but it's kind of hard for them to have kids, so they adopt kids. So they adopt some kids that become instant family. It's a teenager and like a 9-year-old and like a 7 or 6-year-old.
Wow.
So, man, that shit is funny.
You know what's crazy? That's like, I know some people that's like that for real.
Yeah, that shit funny, cuz.
I know some people like that for real, yo. I ain't gonna put them out there like that.
But you know how movies do, you know what I'm saying? It end up with a good plot, you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, it's a good...
Warburg is a decent actor, so...
Yeah, it's a good watch. It's definitely a good watch, you know what I'm saying? So, definitely check out...
Containment, Zoo.
Containment, Zoo, and Instant Family. Containment and Zoo.
Hey, I'm going to go with The Tiger King. If you ain't seen it, watch it. It's hilarious. It's a show on there called 100 People, 100 Humans. And it's like... 8 episodes, and they just going in there doing different shit with the humans. I suggest that people will fuck with that. And
I tried it. I couldn't get into that.
Fuck with it, yo.
I tried to get into 100 humans.
Fuck with it, yo. It's some interesting shit on there that's going to like have you like, damn, yo, that's crazy. You know what I mean? 100 humans. I think it's called Earth at Night or Night, something like that.
So and, look though, before we get out of here,
Tiger King.
We ain't got that much time left. So before we get out of here, I want to throw. Maybe 3 or 4 more things in there. I want to throw out some good books for people to read while they're in the house, because the one thing you want to do is educate yourself. keep yourself aware. Fiction books, nonfiction books, just keep yourself active in your mind. You know what I'm saying? So it's a book that one of my homeboys, shout out to my man Q, Marquise. I don't know if he want me to shout his government out. I apologize if you're mad about that. But Q, I don't know if anybody that know me know my man Q. My man Q, he big on books. He big on knowledge. You know what I'm saying? He big on health like I am. You know what I'm saying? So one thing he recommended to me, and I'm going to start reading this week, and then next week we're going to come back. And if you hit my Instagram, my DM, _ Frank the Goat, check me out, and you can get, you let me know your thoughts of the book or whatever part you read or whatever, and I'm going to read it too. So the name of the book is called The Ways of the Superior Man. I don't know too much about it, but Reese, I want you to throw a book out there for people to read too.
All right. the book I'm throwing out there is called Rap Goals. It's a book written by Darrell Howard. He's from Baltimore. So basically, Darrell Howard. His name is Darrell Howell. So Darrell Howell is from Baltimore. He basically wrote this book. It is a collection of rap lyrics, but inspirational rap lyrics. And behind each rap lyric, there's basically like a series of steps or like, you know, directions that kind of relate to what that rap lyric is talking about in order for you to obtain success.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Mr. Howell. It has, I'm talking about, it got, man, shorty got people in here, everybody from Nipsey Hussle, Jay-Z, Fab.
He from Baltimore, hear that? He from Baltimore.
Memphis Bleek, Black Rob, Juel Santana. So he went through and actually, compiled a list of different quotes and different, not quotes, different lyrics that each of these rap people, you know, rap stars, lyricists have said in different raps and dissected it and made step-by-step process of finding success in whatever you may, you know, be good in. So a shout out to Mr. Howell. He gave me this book for free, man. Like for real. Like he came and was like, man, I want you to just read it and apply the knowledge and spread the knowledge. And you know, the best way I feel like I can do it is on, you know, like this and just talking to people. So
shout out to Mr. Howell. Shout out to Rap
Goals, and it's by Darrell, Durrell Howell, Howell.
He don't got no social media hit ups on there.
It's not on his book, but
so yeah, we're gonna find that out by next episode. We're gonna figure out how we can find this guy so y'all can find him. But yeah, search the book, you feel
it's
me?
It's a good book, man. It's
yeah, search the
it,
book.
Man. It's worth it.
So sure. Cause we're gonna go to the next fact, you feel me? I mean the next segment, you feel me? We're gonna go to what we like to do is we like to give fun weed / marijuana / cannabis, whatever you like to call it. I like to call it weed. What you like to call it?
I like to call it that yeah.
That yeah. Cannabis, whatever, marijuana. We give fun facts that's knowledgeable that people may not know about it. So my fun fact for the week is, did you know that weed has been legal for personal use in Alaska since 1975 and still is legal till this day?
Damn, since 75?
1975.
See, Alaska on that shit, man. Alaska know what's up.
So my thing that I took from that was, in 2003, no, I'm going to say, yeah, 2003, too, I probably caught my first weed charge. So it's people that was getting locked up way before me for weed.
Yeah, especially in fucking damn.
And it's a place in the world
that's been legal since 75.
Since 1975, before I was even thought of.
Wow. Wow.
And this is a fun fact. This is to let you know, this is to let people know that how people use things for power. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And control.
And I think Alaska is a state.
It's a state. It's in the United States. It's in the United States, my nigga. Like,
that's another topic to talk about, but how weed is illegal on a federal level, but states can legalize it locally.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
They have the option to.
Yeah, they can, you know.
They have the option
to. As far as, you know, voting and bills being passed and the whole process. But that's crazy that we is, and you know, it's a lot to talk about why it's like that.
And this is Google Facts. This is not just Google Facts. This is research. Like, I've done my research on this, and I have I try to go against it. You know what I'm saying? I try to say, hell no. Mm-hmm. Fuck no. Because I grew up around my grandparents. You feel me? So my grandparents always tell me about how I never heard my grandparents tell me a story about weed being legal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like legal for recreational uses.
Right.
And in Alaska, since 1975 and still nonstop until this day, right now while we're speaking, it's been something that you can go buy just like liquor from the store.
Wow. It's amazing. It make you think, like, it make you want to do other research about Alaska, like, you know, their crime rate.
Yeah, like,
you know. Yeah,
how would it be living in Alaska?
Us, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, it's cold as shit, so you think, like, all right, you know, that's going to already knock down a lot of the crime, but...
We live through cold shit when it's hot outside.
Them niggas literally have, like, a month or two of summer. I mean, a month or two, yeah, and everything else is winter. You know what I mean? Everything else is winter, so that's an excellent fact.
Did you come up with any fun facts for the week?
So one of the facts that I thought was kind of interesting is that beer hops... are in the same family of plants as cannabis. So, you know what I mean? That basically, like, weed smokers and beer smokers is cousins. You feel me? Like, you know, the hops
there. Beer drinkers?
Yeah, you know, beer drinkers and weed smokers, you know what I mean? We got more in common than you think. Not, you know what I'm saying? Like, the hops that's in cannabis are, you know, related to the hops that's in the different beers and stuff like that. So I think that's kind of cool, you know what I mean? That's just something that we can relate to that a lot of people probably don't even know.
Yeah, I read that and I was like, damn, that's crazy. It's weird to say, like, damn, so, nigga, you drink beer, nigga, I smoke weed, would make us different. You feel me? But at the same time, alcohol, period, does different effects to your
absolutely
body than marijuana.
Absolutely. Like, we're going to be completely honest. Yeah, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's different things that are associated with alcohol and, you know, marijuana or whatever the case may be. But, you know, at the end of the day, we family.
Yeah, we family.
You know, you should always just do things in moderation anyway. You know what I'm saying? Too much of one thing is not good. So
yeah, you're never supposed to hoard it and shit.
Yeah, you don't want to be over exclusive with and putting that shit over your priorities, you know what I'm saying? Making sure you're going to get an ounce before you
pay
your bills. You know what I'm saying? Going to get a six pack of beer before you make sure the kids daycare is paid. Like,
then you stand outside with a six pack of beer or an ounce of weed with nowhere to go and your kids looking at you like, "We don't smoke all
exactly
drink."
That's irresponsible. Like, one thing that we want, you know, one message that we want to always make sure is understanding amongst our audience and people that know us, period, is that we smoke, but it's definitely prioritized the right way. You know what I'm saying? Weed is at the very bottom of the list for me as far as everything else. You
definitely
know what I mean? Like,
definitely. It's part of my everyday, but it's a lot of things that comes before that.
Absolutely.
Before my day is over with.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? You ain't just waking up and just first thing you're thinking about is how I'm going to get high for the day.
No, that's
some shit that...
If you ain't waking up thinking about a dollar or something for you that could take your family
you
to the next level, in any way, it don't even got to be financially. Just gain for your family, period.
Absolutely.
And granted, sometimes it might take for you to smoke a blunt on the wake and bake to tap into those thoughts. But just don't be making no stupid moves for weed
and see that's
that
why,
you won't make for your family.
And that's why the knowledge of what you're smoking is important.
Yeah, because you got to know what it does to you.
Is if you wake up and you smoking an indica dominant or indica fully, then you're going to be lounging around,
wasting
not really
time.
Motivated.
Wasting time,
but,
yep.
But, you know, let's be smart and use it for health reasons and get a sativa. And put a sativa in me, and now I'm up. You know what I'm saying? Now
and if
I'm
you don't know,
adding to what I'm gonna already do.
And if you don't know, there are weed doctors out here. And then my plan in the future, the near future, the close future, is to have a professional weed doctor on my podcast to let niggas know, like, listen, I can help you figure out what you don't know about yourself. Like, if all you have to do is explain to a weed doctor your everyday movements, because when they talk to you, they just want to talk about what you go through and what you do and how you cope with shit. Mm-hmm. And they'll determine what type of strain that's best for you. It's up to you to abuse it or to try to go to something different to tap into other parts of you, but you have to learn what strain is best for, what strains, with an S, is best for you as an individual. And me personally, I know what takes me to things that I don't like, and I know what takes me to things that make my life better. So it's up to me to make the choice on which strands I choose to purchase. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So stick to trying to get to the legal side of it. Fuck the medical marijuana and what they say about it. We can get into all that. That's a whole different topic. But stick to finding out what's best for you as an individual. Before you even get your weed cut or whatever, even if you still buying from your man that got the pounds on deck, just find out what type of weed that he got that's best for you.
So what about in the situation where you hollering at your man that got the pounds on deck and he telling you is one thing, but it ain't.
Yeah, well, see, that comes from your knowledge and your homework and your studies.
Okay.
See, me personally, I've done so much research, and thanks to you, being as though we on live now, this wasn't planned, but thanks to you, my nigga, I guess I owe you a thank you now because God placed it in the atmosphere. But being around you for so many years and growing up around you, I've been around you, but we've been friends before we even knew about smoking weed. And then we've been friends while smoking weed. So thanks to you, I've learned to...
Shout out Winchester Apartments.
West Baltimore.
Shout out James Mosier, nigga. 144, nigga.
Yeah. We ain't gonna go too far. No, we ain't gonna go too far. We ain't gonna go to the shout out the gang shit. But yeah, Westside neighborhood. But what I was saying though, like, man, if it wasn't for you, I would have never known to look up what a nigga say that I'm getting and then say, is that the same thing, the reaction I'm getting? Because that's how I was able to say, yo, bro, what you gave me was what you said it was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because from my research, I've known it to be this and to do this and to do that. And it did the total opposite.
Right.
So you just giving me a name trying to make a sale, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, just be aware of your weed. We're going to always hit y'all with weed facts every week from now on, starting today. Me and Reeks. I'm making a promise. I don't know if Reek's ready to make a promise, but I'm making a promise that we're going to do this shit every week.
Every week.
If it wasn't for the coronavirus, we would have definitely been doing it every week. Definitely.
Yeah, man, we definitely, this shit is like, man, it's definitely an adjustment.
An adjustment. Because we both have more than one or two kids, so it's like, it's not just about us and the people. It's about our families and all of that. So, but we're going to still give the people what they want, give them what they need. But one thing I want to do before I stop this, because the first thing I want to do is thank God for having us to be able to be here and still do this shit.
Absolutely.
Still shine, still grow, still have people hitting the motherfucking pages and listening to us talk, just venting and sharing out shit. You dig what I'm saying? The second thing I want to do is I want to get some shout outs. The first shout outs I want to give to is _ on Instagram. I only give Instagram shout outs. I'm not familiar with Twitter. I fuck with Facebook, but I don't know how to get Facebook shout-outs. So, Instagram. Create an Instagram if you want shout-outs on here, because we're going to show big love. The first shout-out on Instagram I want to give out is for _ Chanel Designs 31.
Shout-out Chanel Designs.
Chanel Designs 31 has created rolling trees for the podcast with our new logo. If you check out our Instagram, _ Frank the Goat. If you check out the Instagram, you'll see all the logos and all the merch we got, t-shirts, lighters, everything coming. But _ Chanel Designs 31 on Instagram has created rolling trays for us. And we're going to be able to sell those to the people. And they're going to be able to roll on podcasts like they weed with podcasts and wear a shirt with podcasts and listen to that shit. And that's a big shout out to _ Chanel Designs, and I didn't want to throw it out there. She told me not to, but I'm going to do it anyways. That's my wife, Paige, and yeah, she's supporting the brand, and we love you. Big shout out, big love. The next person I want to shout out is my man, Mellow World, and on Instagram is Mellow, M-E-L-L-O dot like a period, W-R-L-D. Mellow World is the nigga who do all the artwork for me. And granted, this is my little cousin. This is my little cousin. And he do all the artwork. We got a cartoon coming out. And I wasn't even supposed to say that just now. But I looked at the time was running out. I wanted to say everything before life ends. But yeah, we got a cartoon coming out. We got the t-shirts. We got the trays. We got the lighters. Hit the Instagram, _ Frank the Goat on Instagram, _ Chanel Designs 31, Mellow World, MELO dot WRLD for the artwork. This the podcast. This the podcast on the podcast.
Hey.
And I'm with Reeks.
Yeah, Reeks.
And we out.